Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Great to have Adam Wainwright join us on Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren, as we get ready for not just winter warm-up, but a lot of guys coming in town. A lot of great events, and that includes another Big League Impact Sing-Off and Karaoke Challenge, January 18th from 6 to 10 at Dave & Buster's. You can go to bigleagueimpact.org, bigleagueimpact.org, and learn about the third annual event. Wayno, how are the pipes? How's the voice, man?
Well, it's always sounding good in the shower. You know, you just never know what you're going to sound like on that stage. Also, you never know. Depends on what song you're singing, man. You know, you could have the best voice in the world on one song, and then, you know, you sing a song that's different key than what you're capable of singing, and you got no chance. And that's, I have a very defined range. You know, there's people that can sing the phone book and make it sound good, and there's other people like me that can sing okay in a certain range, and then that's where they need to stay.
Yeah, you gotta stick to the stuff that you know you've got, right? This event is, has it surprised you over the last couple of years, not just how popular it's become, but speaking of that, the caliber of singers? I mean, you've got a young lady this year is going to be back with you who won last year, who was on The Voice.
Well, she was our first year's winner. Audrey, she is a super, super talent. She's going to be singing for a long time. I think she's going to be famous one day. She's just got that kind of voice. She could literally sing anything and make it sound good. But she's going to be a judge with me. But she is going to make a cameo appearance. She's going to sing one song on stage. She got through the first few rounds of this Voice. I mean, you know she's talented. If you get past, if one of those great stars picks you on the Voice at all, you know you've got something. And she was able to get past that and do well. So, sorry, I got kids bothering me when they get, no, you. No.
What are they trying to do? Eat candy before dinner?
My oldest daughter, who knows better, by the way, who knows much better, is asking to have a Coca-Cola Classic. And I love a Coca-Cola Classic, but you can't have one right before dinner time on a school night. There's just no way of doing it.
You can go to bigleagueimpact.org and sign up. Talk some baseball in a moment, but I know you tweeted out the other day asking for suggestions. What good suggestions have you had for songs, and what's on the short list right now?
Well, the one that keeps coming back up is, and I need to post that. I meant to post that yesterday. The one that keeps coming back up is Driver Went Down to Georgia. That's an oldie but a goodie. And there's been a couple of big songs. A couple of my friends got on there and messed with me on there, you know, requesting Mariah Carey songs and all these Whitney Houston songs, a bunch of songs that they know there's no possible way any man in the world could ever sing. So, you know, I've got to sort through the junk, and I've got to sort through the good one. There's a lot of really, really good recommendations. There's some good songs on there that would be fun, be very hard to sing, but be fun, and there's some really good country songs on there too. So.
How much inspiration will you draw from the like the hour-long halftime of the national championship game, the Imagine Dragons and Lil Wayne?
zero.
I guess none.
Not much.
You root for Clemson in that game as a Georgia guy? You want to see Bama go down, or do you root for the SEC?
Heck no. I was rooting for Clemson all the way, man. I'm tired of Alabama there. And it's very due because they have the greatest coach in the world, probably. But there's a lot of resentment towards people who win every year. And yeah. Alabama is there every single year. I thought, what is that, the sixth time in the last 10 or 11 years they've been in the national championship game? And, you know, it's just And you know one thing? One reason I was rooting for Clemson, I love that coach.
Yeah, he's great, isn't he?
He is great. He is awesome to those kids, and you can tell by the way they love on him back after he gets done loving on them. It's authentic. He's real. And you know one cool thing? That was a true freshman that beat Alabama last night and beat him to a pulp. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is 6'6", 220 pounds, true freshman. I mean, and they came out of the great state of Georgia. So I look at our Bulldogs, and we have a great quarterback already. So I know we couldn't, you know, we already had Fields as a backup quarterback. But I'm going, man, how do we let a guy like that get out of the state?
And if it wasn't for an interesting fake punt, then who knows? Georgia could have been there. I was so fired up last night. And I know you always, you know, are great with the media, and especially maybe after a big game. But he quoted the Explorer, Cortez, I think his name was, after the game. He said he told his team, there is no plan B. We burned the ship. So if we want to go home, we got to take theirs. I was ready to run through a wall, man.
That's one of my favorite stories. I tell that story. And anytime I give a motivational speech, I tell that story. Burn your boats. That's the burn your boat story.
Isn't that great?
I tell that all the time, yep.
All right, I'm going to say that before all of my pregame shows now. Adam Wainwright's with us on Cardinals Countdown to opening day. So what's the offseason been like, Gueno, when you're not honing your singing? How's the arm? How's the body? I know last year we talked a lot at the beginning of camp about the weight you lost, how light you came in, battled injuries. When you looked back at what you were able to do at the end of the year, how you were able to contribute, how did you reflect on that, and how did you carry that into the offseason?
Well, unfortunately, it was about a year and a half long process that I really just needed to do to get healthy. And finally got healthy at the end of the season for the first time in a year and a half. And so, you know, there's a lot of me just wants to say I'm sorry to the Cardinal Nation. But, you know, the other half of me says, well, you know, I got banged up like that because I battled for years and years. We went to the post a few times. We went to the World Series a few times, went to the NLCS at least five times, four out of 5 years. There was times where, you know, I probably could have and probably should have sat out one or two games or gone to DL briefly, but I thought, you know, there's no way I could leave my team hanging right now for me to go out there and pitch, you know, 10% healthier, wait in 2 weeks, we may miss the playoff. There was probably 15 or 20 times I could have done that over those 5 years, or and over, especially over the 14 years that I played. I mean, I missed two full seasons with major injuries. There's nothing I could do. But the other, I mean, it's part of the game. You know, you got to play injured sometimes. You got to play banged up, and you got to learn how to fight through that kind of stuff and still go out and help your team win. But eventually, that all comes at a cost. And so, you know, for me, over the years, to get the most out of my ability, I have to put every single thing I can into every pitch, into every practice throw, into every, you know, workout, because I'm not gifted like some guys that can throw 100 miles an hour. So I have to get the most out of my ability. And so when you do that and you constantly have that mindset, it eventually gets you. And so I tried to come back earlier than I should have a couple times, and last year, there was just no way for me to do that anymore. I had to get right, and it was at the expense of most of the season. But I'm really hoping that that time last year is gonna bleed into this season, where I go out and I can perform 100% healthy for the first time in years.
What was it like for you and your family at the end of the year when you came back? When you, I don't know if there was a moment or a discussion when you said I want to keep doing this, and then when there was mutual interest with the Cardinals. What was that like for you as not just a ball player and a competitor, but as someone who, you know, fought to come back and try to help the club make the playoffs last year, and we'll have an opportunity to do that again?
Yeah, it was cool because halfway into the season last year, my sole intent was to be the best teammate I could possibly be. But, if I was being honest, you know, I tried to stay positive, and I just tried to be upbeat and just trust that my work was going to work and I was going to be able to come back. But, you know, if I'm being honest, looking back on it, I fully intended to not be able to pitch at all at the end of that season and for that to be it. You know, I didn't want it to be, but And I think I told Mo that during the season. I told him at some point, I said, hey, if I come back healthy and can compete, I really want to play again next year. But if I don't, and this is the way it's going to be, then I'm walking away. And then I'm walking away satisfied, knowing I did everything I possibly could. And he said, understood. And I think he thought, and I think everybody on the team thought, and I think everybody on the training staff thought that, you know, I was going to be done, because that's, man, it just didn't look very good. You know, it was hard. It was real hard for me to go out there and compete. And it was neat for me to, at the end of that process, actually see results, see my arm come around, see my body finally get a little bit stronger, and actually feel like when I took the mound that I was actually going to be able to go out and throw up zeros. I mean, you know, and like legitimate zeros too, not like somebody lines into a triple play zeros, you know? And that's what happened, and I'm just so grateful for it. I'm glad to be back.
Are you preparing the same this offseason, like every offseason, going into camp and winning the spot in the rotation? Is that your mindset?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean,
because it's not just you. I mean, it's incredible to run down the list of arms in the organization that are going to be in camp with you guys. It's remarkable. And we saw a lot of guys last year who were starters and the minors coming up go to the bullpen and have an incredible amount of success there.
Well, yeah, and that's a tribute to our front office drafting quality arms and quality individuals. We have some guys that really get it. They really want to work hard. They get after it. They ask questions. You know, we just have such a good crop of, you know, guys coming in, man. I'm so excited about it. And honestly, you know, if we didn't have this kind of guys coming in, I would not have felt as good about coming back. I mean, you know, at this point, I want to win. That's what I want to do. And when I looked at our roster, I see a championship caliber team. I really do. I mean, you know, especially when we got Goldschmidt now and we got Andrew Miller on the team, those are two of the best baseball players in the game at their positions. I mean, there's no denying that, no arguing that. No one could say otherwise. And so you add two of the best baseball players in the game to your team, you know, a team that has missed the playoffs by one and two games the last 2 years, you're talking about a team who all of a sudden is dangerous. You know, we were very dangerous in August last year. And, you know, if you looked at our team, there's tons of talent, and guys just got tired, man. We were out of it. We were completely out of it. All our young guys that had never played the game before past Double A and Triple A had to put every single thing they had in playing a month farther than they've ever played into catching up. What were we back, like 8 games back or something? And when you got to put that kind of effort into every single thing you're doing, and there's a lot of moxie laid in on the table last year, guys that are trying to prove themselves. When you do that for an extended period of time and you've never done it before, man, it makes you gassed. Takes it out of you completely. And that, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. That was a great learning experience for our whole team, for our guys, for our young fellows that are going to face that situation again. Man, they learned a lot going through that. They learned, hey, when I'm not feeling the greatest, I got to still take the ball, go out there. Hey, when I'm not seeing the ball well, I got to still go out and grind pitches and work pitchers, pitch counts up and have quality at bats. And you know what? When I go 0-for-4, I still got to take that out of the field, and I can't let my team down defensively. There's so many different ways a player can help their team win, and I think our young players learned a lot about that last year.
Again, you can go to bigleagueimpact.org to see everything that Adam and Big League Impact are doing, but also register for the Waino's World Sing-Off, David Buster's, on January 18th. Adam, I know you guys do so many great things with the proceeds and with the incredible amount of money that you raise in St. Louis all over the country. You do things globally, but the proceeds here are going to stay in St. Louis for an unbelievable cause. Tell folks a little bit about where the money raised is going to be going this year.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We're partnering with an organization called Crisis Aid that we've worked with for years, and they are a 4-star charity, just an absolutely wonderful charity with wonderful people running it, helping tons and tons of people in the St. Louis area and also around the globe in Ethiopia. They do a great feeding program that my wife and I partner with also. But here in St. Louis this year, we have we found 100 families. I think it actually is 105 families. 105 families, and we are going to be supplying food to them through this event. And so there's more than 105 families at risk in St. Louis. I'm not eating dinner tonight, I can promise you that, but we found 105 of them that need our help, and that's what we're going to help with these funds from our Dave & Buster's Big League Impact Sing-Off, Wayno's World Sing-Off, whatever we're calling it now.
All of the above.
But you know, we're going to get together, we're going to sing some songs, we're going to have some good food, we're going to have a great time at a great event, but what I'm most excited about is we're going to help a lot of great people.
It's fantastic. Go to bigleagueimpact.org, and you can also tweet Adam your song requests. Hey, appreciate it, man. Congrats on the great work that you guys continue to do. Happy 2019, and we'll see you on a couple of weeks at Winter Warm-Up.
All right, thanks, Ray. It's good talking to you, buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.